Everybody, welcome to the latest episode of Run Chat. I'm Billy, and joining me as always is John and Brian.
Hello.
And we're coming at you with another workout you can do. Today it's going to be an intervals workout. Did I have that right, John?
It is. We're going to do 5 minutes warm up. So if you are going to run with us today, I recommend you start running now. Easy walk or easy jog. And then the workout itself, after about 5 minutes, will be 10 minutes of 1 minute on, 1 minute off. So, and we'll kind of set the stage where each of us will ask a question. We'll kind of cue us that it's the next kind of segment. So basically the simplicity of the workout is you're running hard for a minute, then you're taking a minute break, and that could be walking, standing still, or jogging. And then we're doing that 10 times. And so hopefully we could make it interesting by asking kind of rapid fire questions, which we have already laid out. And if you get tripped up or we get tripped up, don't worry about it. It's just a creative way to get our heart rate up and to mix in some faster running in the middle of a run, which is overall about 30 minutes.
Yeah. So every time you hear a bell ring, an angel is going to get its wings and Ooh. You're going to move to the next section and we're going to talk about something new. So hopefully these cues keep you going and we'll see how it works. And if it works well enough, maybe we'll even do it again.
Whenever we're recording these warm-up sections, I want to put on a very slow yoga podcast voice and play some melodic music and be like, hey, center yourself. Look at that beautiful sunrise that's coming over the horizon.
We can try to
actually in the off segments. If you're asking a question in the off segment, that might cue the audience that's running along with us to make sure they're walking, jogging, or standing still in their off segment versus the on, which is the speed you're running. So if you feel like it, that could work.
Yeah. And we're recording this in the middle of quarantine. This is another quarantine cast episode of Run Chat. I will say this, for all the fans of Run Chat, this quarantine is giving us more time to get together and meet online to put out more podcasts.
Yeah. I mean, some people might consider that just another negative effect of the quarantine, but I choose to think of it as a bright spot.
Brian is one of those people who considers it a negative effect.
Hey, I tried to fake it.
So we're about halfway into our warm up, and again, most people, if you feel like you need a 5 or 10 or more minute warm up, feel free to press pause and get a couple minutes.
Or just go back to the start. You can hear this again.
But yeah. I basically get 5 minutes or so of easy running. And then, so when we start our first segment in about 2 minutes, we're not shocking the system out of the gates. We're going from 30 to 60 versus, 0 to 60. But again, this is all effort based. This could be all 10K pace. It could all be half marathon pace. It also could just be effort where it's a 5 out of 10 to start. And with each minute, you kind of ramp it up a little bit. And I wouldn't go more than 8 out of 10 on it just because, we want to keep it in a controlled effort. But ideally, it's a way to get your heart rate up in a controlled, structured way. Since we can't meet in person and do intervals, this is a way to do it on your own.
Or could you run up a hill for a minute, walk down the hill for a minute?
Yeah, I'm actually going to do those intervals on Tuesdays for Off the Hook. At least the coming up Tuesday will be just sprint your block, walk down, sprint your block, walk. And that could be a hill, could be a flat, depending on which block you choose. But yeah, very simple structure. We're just trying to create it, fill some content. More of an art of distraction, if you will.
So we got a minute left before that. Any questions? Oh, I guess they can't tell us.
I do want to sprinkle in some things to make it seem as if I'm out on the run with people. Like, hey, see that guy approaching you? He is way too close. Move to the far left. You know what? Give him some stink eye too. It probably won't work for 99% of the audience, but for that 1%, that timed out just right.
So this is an augmented reality podcast?
Exactly. And whoa, watch out for that dog poop.
We have 30 seconds till we start. Just so you know, the order of events, if you will, or speakers will be Billy to Brian to me, and then we're going to repeat that. So Billy's going to start with the first on segment with a question. Brian and I and maybe Billy will try to answer that, and then I'll ding it and we'll go on to the next one.
We call this pardon the interruption.
Ooh, there we go.
Billy calls it that.
Right.
And if the bell rings and we're still in the middle of a topic, too late. All right,
3, 2, 1, Billy.
Oh, it's my go. So this is an on segment, and I want to ask if you had to choose one race that you could only do in the future and had to do it every year, what race would that be?
I feel like there's several races I always run every year anyway, but I'm going to pick the Brooklyn Half Marathon because it's a fun race.
Heck yeah.
And it's so hard to get into sometimes that if I have to do it every year, I think that means I automatically get in.
I'm going to choose the local 5K because I don't want to commit to a marathon every year.
Is that the Seagull Classic?
What's that?
Is that the Seagull Classic?
It is the Seagull Classic. So that's one in my hometown. But any 5K in your hometown, you can choose. But I think that's just, I want to commit to that. Marathon to me is way too long. 15 seconds, Billy.
Well, half marathon. It's the best half marathon. New York City Marathon is probably my favorite race. I don't think I commit to a marathon every year for the rest of my life. Half marathon is the ideal distance. Brooklyn Half Marathon is the ideal version of that distance.
All right, take a rest for a minute. And John, what superpower would you want?
I think being invisible. I don't have any reason, but that's my answer.
So you want to just creep around?
Yeah.
Billy, what's your superpower?
I take flight. Flight over invisibility. I like the idea of just being free to not be stuck in traffic, to just go where I want to go. Horizontally, vertically, it doesn't matter. The world would become my oyster. The only thing I'd have to look out for are seagulls and planes.
I always wonder if flight is a superpower, how fast do you get to fly? Like if you can only fly as fast as you can walk, that's still pretty cool. But if you, would it really work as a mode of travel?
Yeah, I guess I would. That's a good question. I always picture it that you're flying at least at biking speed.
Rough. This is our second on segment. So pick up the pace, 5 out of 10, 6 out of 10 on that effort base. The question is, what is your favorite movie, Billy?
Two words, Star Wars.
That's not the full title anymore. So you got to use more words.
Star Wars Episode 2, Attack of the Clones, obviously.
Ouch. One word, compound word, Rushmore.
Wow. All right. I think mine might have changed recently, but for the last bunch of years, I've been saying the French foreign film, Amelie. Have you guys seen that?
I love that movie. You're so fancy, John.
I know. Well,
I love Amelie.
I thought you were going to go with like some postmodern, like Godard film.
Yeah.
But Amelie is a great movie.
Yeah, it's a good soundtrack.
Oh yeah, I love that soundtrack.
So. All right. So you're finishing up that on segment and now we are.
Oh, it's my turn. I'm sorry.
Luckily it's
if you could pick any place to live by yourself for a year, where would that be? Ooh, very, very prescient right now.
Oh, by myself for a year. I feel like it'd have to be someplace with a nice countryside. South of France would be nice. Hawaii would be good. I think I'd need a beach. So I'm going to go with Hawaii, Kauai specifically.
I was thinking Hawaii, but since you said it, I'm going to go Iceland because it's for where I'm hoping my 2021 run camp trip will be. But I've never been. Ooh. And I feel like there's a lot to explore. So I guess that's my answer. I'm sticking to it.
I'm excited for that run camp trip. My wife and I have always wanted to go to Iceland. However, I'm going to agree with Brian and say Kauai. That or like Malibu, California, somewhere where I get a beach and palm trees. I'm like an Everclear song. That's all I want. I just want to see some palm trees.
All right.
We're back on again. So pick up the pace. John, what is a dream race you've always wanted to do, but you've never been able to run yet?
Dream race. Let's see. I would say I almost did it this year because it was the 50th running, which was the Peachtree Road Race, which is a 10K in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
I almost pulled the trigger on that with a group, and I just never done it. But it's like 60,000 runners, if I'm not mistaken. Largest 10K in the U.S., if not the world.
Shout out to Wendy. Doesn't she work that race?
Yeah. So that's just top of mind, rapid fire. Who's next?
any race I could do, it'd have to be a foreign marathon. Boston. I want to qualify for Boston. I want to run Boston. I just wanted to do Boston. Going by my current pace, if I can keep it up, I'll get in when I'm 70.
I would like to do Boston too, but I feel like that would take the qualifying part, so that'll be tough. But the Big Sur marathon is something I could actually do, and that sounds great. Beautiful.
All right, we're up. Next one is me. This is an off segment, so take it easy. Bring down your effort, walk or jog, stand in place. Question, what's the your favorite or best Girl Scout cookie?
Like this segment, that's an easy one. It's the Thin Mint. The Thin Mint is not only the best Girl Scout cookie, it is the best cookie. It is a shame that it's only available a certain time of the year, but that's also why I stockpile them.
Freezer, baby.
I must have misheard the question. I didn't know it was most overrated Girl Scout cookie.
Oh, yeah.
Thin Mints are fine, but whatever. The Tagalong is definitely the best. Dosidos are good. Samoas, I don't really like coconut, but Samoas aren't bad.
Samoas are number two.
Tagalong, by far, Tagalong.
I am a Tagalong fan.
I'm going to tag along to your answer.
Alrighty.
That's my answer. I love peanut butter and
team tags.
So that was an easy, and we have a couple seconds. So.
There aren't enough tagalongs in a box.
There we go. Next is Billy.
We are on. And so pick up that pace, everybody. I want to know, what's your favorite running shoe?
I am a Nike man through and through. And lately, the classic Pegasus 36 has been my favorite so far. There have been a few of the new ones that I don't love the fit of. But that Pegasus 36, I got a nice bright white one. That's me for now.
Full disclosure, I work for Brooks now, so I've been running exclusively Brooks. I like the adrenaline, but and I also like the Brooks Beast, which I wouldn't run in because it's more for heavy duty. But Brooks Beast, come on, like that's what other you can't get a better name than that for a running shoe.
I don't like to give out free publicity. If running companies want me to say they're my favorite, they're gonna have to give it to me. No, I'm just kidding. I've run every marathon in the ASICS Gel Nimbus. It to me is the ideal shoe. I have a very heavy strike, and it's like running on a cloud. It's a good name for a sneaker.
Was that the bell?
Yeah, that's the bell.
Oh, sorry, that bell came through a little quiet for me. So slow down, take a break. And what musician would you be if you had to switch lives with them for a year?
My favorite musician is Bruce Springsteen. Bought the Born in the
Good
USA
answer.
Album in 1984. I actually bought the album, the cassette, without having a cassette to player. So that was my and my parents. So they had to buy me a cassette player. So that helped. But I would say Bruce Springsteen.
That is devious. I would pick Dave Grohl, who I think is one of the coolest people living. And also his daughter's name is Violet. So I wouldn't even need to learn a new kid's name.
Brian, 10 seconds.
Boy, it's hard. Like, whose life would I want or who would I want to be? And Andrew Bird is just so talented, and I would just like to be able to
all
do
right,
that.
Let it in. I'm up next. Let's see here. If you could be the number one ranked sports person, which sport would you choose and what athlete? Any era. Billy.
Oh, that's a tough one. I'm going to go with,
you're running fast.
The number one ranked basketball player of all time would be Michael Jordan, right? I would love to be Michael Jordan. Face on Wheaties boxes, a sneaker line that extends out for decades and decades. It turns out he's not like the nicest guy we're finding out, but I still got a place for Jordan in my heart. Hopefully this podcast ages well.
Billy? I mean, Brian?
I think, it's really hard to choose. I'm going to go with Secretariat. Like, what would it be like to be a horse and to be the best horse? I'm going to go with Secretariat, John.
Go tennis, Roger Federer, lifelong sport. Next, off segment.
Off segment. Guys, so slow down. And I want to know, what's your favorite workout move? You know, like a push-up, a squat, a lunge, something else? A lurkle?
I mean, aside from Shavasana in yoga, I think I'm going to have to go with just your classic squat, because it's something that I feel like is good for me, but doesn't really hurt that bad like some of the other things sometimes. So I'm going squat.
I'm going to go plank because you're engaging your core, but you're also your arms. You can do different variations side to side. And real quick, secondly, any type of dance move that gives me a workout. It's just usually the, my go-to move is the plank, so it works out.
Wait, your go-to dance move is a plank?
Yeah, yeah. I get tired, you know.
Not the worm?
I'm going to go November Project here and pick the Fuck Yeah push-up, which is a partner exercise that unfortunately we can't do these days because we're all being quarantined. I guess I could do it with my family, but it's where you do a push-up, and when you come up, you slap person high-five and yell, fuck yeah. It's great. All
right, Brian, you're up.
John, while people are running a little bit faster right now, while you've been quarantined, what's the last thing you streamed? What have you been watching?
I just watched the new Frozen 2 movie with my daughter, which Disney Plus made available early, I believe. So that was last night. We got popcorn and made some cookies, and that's my answer.
Top good flick.
Billy?
We watched McMillions on HBO. Very addicted to it. Series in less than it doesn't take long, and it's great. If you like cereal, you'll love McMillions.
10 seconds.
I forget the last thing I actually watched, but I think it was a live concert that Rhett Miller did on stageit.com, and he just sat there with his guitar. His dog came in for a little while, and that's my answer.
Nice work. This is an off segment, so take a break. Think of that Rhett Miller at last answer and picture what music you're listening to on a chill moment. But off segment question, if you had to go to space for a year with three people, who would they be?
Well, I would pick my daughter and my wife, who are my two favorite people on the whole planet. And then I'd probably throw my brother in there too, because he's awesome as well. That's an easy one. Those are like my three favorite people in the whole world.
All right, Brian.
You know, you guys are 4 and 5.
Yeah, I think Billy's wife and daughter are really good companions. I think, you know, I like to go on vacation with them too, so that'd be fun.
Would Billy be the third?
I don't know. Billy's a lot to handle.
That's what she said.
I don't know, but I got a lot of people for that third spot. My friend Melissa is a really good travel companion. I think she might have to fit in there too.
All right, luckily we're out of time, so we're next. I don't have to answer that.
Saved by the bell. And we have
Billy's question.
This is an on. And while you're running hard, think about what's your favorite race of all time.
I mean, the New York City Marathon is just a race like no other. It's hard to say anything else.
I'm thinking back to my high school days and collegiate days, actually even post-collegiate days with Penn Relays, which is, you know, multiple races in one. But we ran some epic battles there. It's the big relay carnival in Philadelphia in April. And it's my favorite track meet, so I'm going to say that.
I attended the Penn Relays as a student, you know, just watching. Mine is also the New York City Marathon. I absolutely love it. If I could do it every year, I would. I've only missed it once over the past, since 2008, not counting the year they canceled it.
Great.
We got a few more seconds before you slow down.
Everybody should run the marathon.
While you're taking a rest, John, give us a music recommendation.
I was just listening to a bunch of different things, on my Alexa app here. Music. I would say the Amelie soundtrack, a little callback there.
Oh,
it's, you know, any type of mood it's good for, or Enya. Silence.
Billy, I'll make another callback here. I would recommend Bruce Springsteen's Backstreets, both as a song and also as where you should stick to your running to avoid crowds. Socially distance yourself, people. Backstreets.
I can't stop listening to the, they only have 26 minutes of music, but Red Hearse is a band with Jack Antonoff from Bleachers and Fun and some other people playing with him. And the short album is just really good. I've been learning how to play some of it on piano, which I don't know how to play. So that's been a good time waster.
All right. Next up is an on segment. And so pick it up the pace. It should be about a 7 out of 10 right now. If you could be instantly really good at something, have a special talent, what would that be, Billy?
It'd have to be a musical instrument, either guitar or piano. I'd probably piano, just because that seems even harder than guitar. I took piano lessons briefly. I took guitar lessons also briefly, both in junior high school and high school. I didn't stick with them. I kind of wish I did, because it just seems something that's really cool that I never really stuck with enough to get good at.
Right.
Billy stole my answer. That's exactly what I was thinking about. Because I can play guitar just fine. I can play ukulele, but I just don't know how to really learn how to play piano. And it would be nice if I could skip the learning and just be able to do it. I just want to play the Cheers theme song. That's all I really need.
All right. Well, a couple seconds. I would say I'd like to be able to sing. I'll be a lead singer. Rock star.
So guys, it's now an off segment. You should slow down. Take it easy for a minute. And Brian, I want to know, what's the first thing you're excited to do when this quarantine is finally over?
I'm really disappointed that our trip to Hawaii got canceled, me and some friends. And
that was a big milestone. Probably,
yeah, that was my friend's 40th birthday. We're going to go to Hawaii over spring break. And it's not like that's going to be put back on until a year from now. But just travel in general, just, you know, I'm not really that pent up right now, and I'm not that sad about being inside all the time, but by the time it's over, I'm definitely going to want to get away.
Yeah, I would say travel for sure, but even just going to your local bar, I mean, a local restaurant, I think that's
a good one.
You know, pretty basic, but when that gets taken away from you, yeah, after a couple of days, and you know, it's like you're chopping out the bit to kind of get back to your routine and some normalcy.
Yeah, I agree. The return to normalcy is definitely going to be nice. I just like to see my family again, you know, my cousins and my aunts and uncles, my parents are some of the closest people in my life.
I went along, but I wanted to get the family in there. That's important.
Yeah. All right. We're back on. What are we? A 7 out of 10, 8 out of 10, John. And also give us a podcast recommendation besides Run Chat. We all love that one.
One I usually listen to especially when I'm driving is How You Built This, Guy Raz, right? That's I always enjoyed that one. Billy?
Get Rich Nick, which is hosted by Nick Turner and Nick Vatteroff. It's two comedians who are going through like every get rich quick scheme that they can think of, and also every like gig work job that like TaskRabbit that you could consider, and they look to see how much money you could actually make doing that. They often fail, but their episodes are hilarious. There's 30 of them right now, and they've done things like go on The Price is Right, become task rabbits, try their time at Twitch streaming. A really cool podcast. Highly recommend it. It's called Get Rich Nick.
Next up. This is going to be an off segment, so take it easy and take in your favorite fast food. What is that, Billy?
I'm a little bougie when it comes to fast food, and I really like my Shake Shack for my burgers, and I really like my Dos Toros for my burrito bowls. So I probably have to go with either the Single Shack or the chicken sandwich at Shake Shack. Definitely the Single Shack. Yeah, it's the best. Right. And their waffle and their fries are great too.
Shake Shack definitely would be one of them, but when I hear fast food, I just think lower class, and I gotta go with Taco Bell. I know it's not good food, but God, I love Taco Bell. That Crunchwrap Supreme, throw that fake nacho cheese sauce, love it.
I'm gonna tag along with Brian again, call back to our Girl Scout question.
I like it.
I always go Mexican pizza initially, and then kick it out to whatever else, but that's our next segment.
So now it's an on segment, and you are going to be running harder here. This is the final on segment. So give it as are you sleeping?
Billy's cutting out to me a little bit, but he asked, are we sleeping more or less during quarantine? And I have really only been in quarantine since Friday. We were still at school learning how to do remote learning until then. So mostly it's just been like a long weekend so far. And yesterday I took a series of naps. So at the moment I'm sleeping a little bit more. We'll see what happens during this week when I have to do some real work.
Yeah. My schedule is actually the same because I have two young kids. And so they're, and my daughter is home now versus being at daycare, but that doesn't really affect our morning or evening routine. So yeah, it's the same. Billy?
I keep staying up later and later watching TV. I really got to go to bed earlier. Last night I was up till 2 a.m. This is not something that I do and not something I should be doing. I really got to dial it back down to like an 11 p.m. bedtime.
Well, luckily that's the last segment. So, but I want to get to Brian's podcast recommendation since he got cut off.
The one that, I mean, I have so many that I listen to.
Easy. You know, we have plenty of time. Look, five minutes down.
But the one that I feel people should listen to is Planet Money on NPR. And I wouldn't think myself that listening to an economics podcast is really something that I would enjoy, but they just approach it from weird angles. And it's so insightful. And it's not just hearing about the news like everything else, but they've done a bunch of stories about the coronavirus that are just a different approach to anything else anybody's saying about it. And they're only usually 15 minutes long. So Planet Money by NPR is really, I mean, neck and neck with Run Chat as the best podcast out there.
Nice. Well, I hope everybody enjoyed this part in the interruption
episode. Aside from the name, yeah, I like this a lot. I thought that was a good format.
I think it's going to stick. I think this name is really going to take hold and catch fire.
And there's plenty. We got a flood load of questions. So we have to actually go through them. We have got a couple interns working from home to compile, but we can actually do this workout. You know, you can do 2 minutes on, 1 minute off, ladders, just any type of interval workout that we're typically doing it off the hook or anywhere else. So this format will probably stay. So that was a first good run at it.
Yeah. So add some more questions on Facebook, find us on Instagram at Run Chat Podcast and comment on any of our photos there with any questions you want. We'll probably do a couple more live Instagrams at some point over the next week or two.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I mean, we got a couple more minutes for a cool down here. So just to recap, we did do a progression run earlier today that we'll launch probably in the next day or two, which is just 20 minutes and gradually picking it up. This was more structured in the sense of minute on, minute off, but we're just trying to be creative. And you know, some of the topics, some of the questions today were running related, others, you know, weren't. So it's, you know, just like anything else, just trying to keep things topical and live. And, you know, we don't have to be so focused on the quarantine every second, even though it's tough to get away with the news and it's a scary time, but a little bit
pretty
of
pretty simple want to stop talking about it, I'm sure.
Yes, exactly. So a little bit of a break. So we're looking forward to getting back to our normal routine, like going to our regular boarding hall or jumping on a flight and going to Hawaii. Looks like we should do a Run Chat Hawaii based on some of our answers.
Yeah. Or we'll have to talk soon. Assuming we can travel by this summer, I'll be in Ireland at the end of or the beginning of September, end of August for Run Camp. And I can't wait to hopefully start planning that and talking about that and cross my fingers that that's still a thing that exists by September.
Yeah. I mean, our May trip is looking like we'll probably have to move it, give those folks that are coming in May the option to refund or just join us in September. So luckily September is still intact, but I'm also looking forward to that because I haven't done it last year, and Dingle, Ireland is a special place and beautiful views. And I'm sure you've been following Shane Finn, Brian, but he's been posting every day because he lives there. And so it just gets me more and more excited to get there and have a Guinness and go for a beautiful run and take in the
sight. It really does look beautiful there.
So absolutely. And there is a Star Wars connection there, Billy.
Yeah.
So
a lot of the is that where Luke's scenes were filmed in The Last Jedi?
Yeah, a lot of the newer films have been some of the they built a whole village there and did some filming there. So
yeah, I'm excited to go meet some Porgs.
Okay, I'm in. You've got me. I'm in.
All right, and that's
no Attack of the Clones, but what is?
That's the end of your cool down, unless you want to cool down a little bit more, stretch it out a little bit. But that was, 30 minutes?
Yeah, we're just about a little shy of that. But the beauty of the cool down is it could be as long or as short. But you do want to get some of it in. It's easy to skip. But, yeah, we have about another minute, and then we're done.
Since we have another minute, let's do one last question. What's one song that describes how you're feeling today, guys?
Ooh. On the spot.
Boy.
Well, I don't want to be morbid, but I actually like this song, and the REM, it's the end of the world as we know it, but in a positive way, you know, like it's the end of the world as we know it right now, and it's going to go back to normal, if I can add to it.
I I don't feel like I have a very good answer, so I'm just going to cop out and say it's Sunday morning, so we'll go with the Velvet Underground, Sunday morning.
I have two Bastille songs. The current state of the world has me thinking Doom Days, but also from that album, because I love hanging out with you guys, even virtually, I'm going to go with Joy.
Aww.
I like to end on the happy notes.
Good. Well, that's good, because we have 20 seconds left, so we can sign off and get ready for our next one.
All right. Yeah. So give us more suggestions online. What do you want to hear about? What do you want to hear more about? What do you want us to change?
Sure.
Hopefully you don't tell us just to quit altogether.
Long-winded topic is a longer interval, so we can make whatever your suggestion is work.
Yeah. Or what kind of workout would you like us to plan around?
And also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and I think Twitter also. And also like us, give us one of those 5-star reviews on your podcasting app, and give us a snazzy review if you don't mind.
And we're taking sponsors. Beer is preferred, but we take liquor as well, and Taco Bell.
Running shoes.
And Girl Scout cookies.
We're not particular. We will take on pretty much any sponsor.
Except Thin Mints. You know, come on.
What?
They're fine, but they're just not the best.
Okay, guys. Look, we cannot end this podcast on that note, because
do you want another hot take to go out on?
There's so many of them in the box. So it's not like the tagalongs where you're only getting 16. You're getting those two full sleeves.
I mean, I don't need to eat delicious. More than 16. I already eat too many as it is.
They have the perfect size, shape, and texture to them. It is the ideal cookie. That's all there is to it.
But it's probably the easiest one to freeze. And then when you unfreeze it, probably, or even eat it frozen with an ice cream dish of some sort, probably the one that freezes the best.
Yeah. Like, I love tagalongs, don't get me wrong, but they're the Scottie Pippen to like the Thin Mints Michael Jordan.
You mean the better player all along? No, I don't believe that.
This might take us one of our two hours all long runs.
They're stingy, just like Scottie Pippen. You only get 16 in a box.
All right, we're ruining the cooldown with these hot takes. So maybe we just got to call it a day.
Join us for the next Run Chat podcast, where we spend a half hour just debating Girl Scout cookies.
And be safe.
Yes, be safe. Stay socially distant, physically distant, emotionally available. All right, bye.
See ya.